A reading from the book of Nehemiah. Accordingly, on the first day of the seventh month, the priest Ezra brought the law before the assembly, consisting of men, women, and all those old enough to understand. In the square in front of the water gate, in the presence of the men and women, and of those old enough to understand, he read from the book from dawn till noon. All the people listened attentively to the book of the law. In full view of all the people, since he stood higher than all of them, Ezra opened the book. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. Then Ezra blessed Yahweh, the great God, and all the people raised their hands and answered, "Amen, amen." Then they bowed down and face to the ground prostrated themselves before Yahweh. Ezra read from the book of the law of God, translating and giving the sense, so the reading was understood. Then His Excellency Nehemiah and the priest scribe Ezra and the Levites who were instructing the people said to all the people, "Today is sacred to Yahweh your God. Do not be mournful, do not weep." The people were all in tears as they listened to the words of the law. He then said, "You may go, eat what is rich, drink what is sweet, and send a helping hand to the man who has nothing prepared. For today is sacred to our Lord. Do not be sad. The joy of Yahweh is your strength." And from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. For as with the human body, which is a unity, although it has many parts, all the parts of the body, though many, still making up one single body, so it is with Christ. We were baptized into one body in a single spirit, Jews as well as Greeks, slaves as well as free, and we were all given the same spirit to drink. And indeed, the body consists not of one member, but of many. Now Christ's body is yourselves, each of you with a part to play in the whole. And from the Gospel of Luke. Jesus came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day, as he usually did. He stood up to read, and they handed him the scroll of the prophet Isaiah. Unrolling the scroll, he found the place where it is written, "The Spirit of the Lord is on me, for he has anointed me to bring the good news to the afflicted. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives, sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, to proclaim a year of favor from the Lord." He then rolled up the scroll, gave it back to the assistant, and sat down. And all eyes in the synagogue were fixed on him. Then he began to speak to them, "This text is being fulfilled today, even while you are listening." In the opening scene of the new film, Lincoln, we see two young Civil War soldiers, one white, one black, reciting from heart the words of the Gettysburg Address to someone who, as the camera pans away, we see is Lincoln himself, the author, an original proclaimer of those words of hope. These soldiers had heard and memorized that scroll of hope preached by Lincoln, and it was now in their hearts. The yearning for a better world, for freedom from slavery, for the end to war and suffering are on their faces, and they are showing the viewers that yearning and that respect for their leader, Lincoln, who they believed would bring those ideals to fruition. They could therefore live in hope, while total chaos, the horrors of the American Civil War, raged around them. We read of our ancient Jewish ancestors in that first reading, hanging on to every word as the scroll of the law, their main means to salvation and contact with the Lord was being read. They too were spellbound by the words, with the hope of return to normalcy after the oppression of captivity. Nehemiah says to them, "Today is holy to the Lord, so do not weep. Don't be sad. In fact, go off now and enjoy yourselves, because rejoicing in the Lord is your strength, and this day is holy." Then in the Gospel, we see and hear Jesus, many years later, opening another scroll, the text from Isaiah, which Jesus will use as the linchpin of his ministry. Hope for the poor, liberty to prisoners, sight for the blind, hope for all, because the Spirit of the Lord is with him, giving him this power. People of his day lived in terrible oppression from Roman domination. Perhaps now they could have hope. Jesus would bring about the reign of God for which they continued to yearn. Even before this gospel was written by Luke, we realize that Paul had a profound understanding of the presence of the risen Christ. It is us, the community of faith, all of us, with no exception, slave or free, woman or man, Jew or Greek, we are Christ's body. Therefore, we now are called to be the scrolls of hope for our time. Our very lives now need to be unfurled so that all can see and read and hear the promises of the risen Lord being fulfilled through you and through me. If poverty will ever be a reality of the past, if gun violence will ever cease, if equality for all will ever be felt, if war will ever end, if all will ever have access to basic human necessities, it is now up to us. It will happen because of us, because we are Christ's body. Indeed, today, this scripture passage is being fulfilled in our midst. So let's you and I be those scrolls of hope, because rejoicing in the risen Lord is our strength.